Domenico and Cellini here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM on a Friday morning, joined by one of the newest members of the Atlanta Falcons, Dante Fowler, joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Dante, congratulations on becoming a Falcon.
Thank you so much. Rise up, baby.
All right, you're already in character. You know how the game is played. How excited are you to be back with Dan Quinn?
I'm super excited. Dan Quinn just taught me a lot of stuff. As far as structures of life and how to carry yourself and how to be a pro. So definitely excited just to be around him, be around his aura, be the person that I want to be like. Dan Quinn, when I look at him, I look at him when he came and see me, like, pull me out of my 12th grade class when I was getting in trouble, and I was like, oh shoot, Dan Quinn, like, I need to tighten up. And just think about the stuff that he taught me, like, not being the list guy and, stuff like that. So, just definitely, he's definitely just going to help me be the pro that I want to be, which is an all-pro player.
Growing pains on and off the field, nobody's really immune to it. At this point in your career, this point in your life, why is this now a good fit both on the field and off here in Atlanta?
I feel like it's just great, everything that has happened, just been put past me, like, behind me. These past 3 years has just basically been, showing, as far as, so I got traded to the Rams. And, I wanted to show them who I was as a player, and a person off the field, of course. But, that was, like, my first time really, being a starter, being an every down player. So I just wanted to be able to go in week in and week out and show, them that I can be that type of player.
Why is it a good fit for you scheme-wise? The conversations you had before you signed the deal here, why is this a place that you think you can thrive?
Because, they like to get to the passer. So that's what, I played a 4-3. I played multiple defense. I played 4-3. I played 3-4, 3-4, 4-3. We did that in Los Angeles as well. So I can play with my hand in the dirt, and I can also stand up as well. And also, just team, my teammates that I have around me, I feel like the way that we play off of each other. So I think that would be a really big deal as well.
Dante Fowler, newest Falcon, with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. A career year for you last year. What clicked?
Just me realizing the opportunity that I had, again. I lost it in Jacksonville. I was never able to, really be the player that I want to be for them. So, just being able, and you really don't get these opportunities like this. So I took just try to take the most advantage of it as I possibly could, being a good player on the field and also being a good player off the field as well. So that's what I try to do, and just show them and other teams around that I am a guy. I am what the Jaguars drafted me to be. So that's what I do, and I'm just out here to prove a lot of stuff, week in and week out, to my team, to this franchise, and to my coaches that I am, one of the best edge rushers in this game. Whatever you want to call it, linebacker, edge rusher, defensive end, like, I'm up there. And all I needed was some reps, So now that I got that, I'm ready to do whatever.
Can I tell you the thing that people are going to talk to us the most about is, you said, a three-down guy. Your mouth to God's ear, brother, because three-down guys with an ability to go get the quarterback but also stop the run is something that, if you don't have it, I know the substitution patterns in the NFL are pretty crazy right now. They try to run guys in and out, but the ability to play three downs is such a big thing in this league. We really haven't seen much of that around here lately.
It's huge, and I feel like that's what, of course, in today's game, they pass a lot, but, man, in order for you to get an opportunity, like, man, it's a privilege to rest the passer, because, you're resting on third down, depending on what you do on first and second down, Sometimes, they'll come out and throw the ball on first or maybe second down, and you'll get lucky, but, that opportunity for that quarterback to sit back there and that you can get to him, they don't come that often, and you have to just, take the full and most advantage of it when they get there. But first of all, you have to stop the run. And that's something that I always, prided myself on, being a run stopper as far, as well as into the quarterback, whether it's a sack or whether it's a pressure, whether I tip the ball and, or whether it's a, a forced interception. But you have to play that run, and that's something I take a lot of pride in.
Dante Fowler with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. I know that you played next to a tremendous player in Aaron Donald in Los Angeles. You get another tremendous teammate now in Grady Jarrett, and I know that's something you can build on.
Yeah, Grady Jarrett, he's a great player. He's a dominant force. So it's one of them things where you like you have to pick your poison. So, I mean, he's consistent, an all-pro, a pro bowler, another guy that carries himself the way that an all-pro is supposed to carry himself. So I'm super eager, you know, to get around him and, you know, see how he, you know, how he plays the game and, you know, play off with him. You know,
yeah, it's different times for all of us right now. There's no question about that. And I know you're going to want to spend more time with Grady Jarrett. How have you been training during this challenging time?
Well, I just been in my backyard. I got, you know, a lot of space in my backyard to do a lot of stuff. So just fundamental stuff as, you know, getting to the quarterback, you know, bending the edge, you know, flipping my hips, doing footwork, doing high motor stuff, you know, to, you know, have that heart pumping super fast. So that's what I'd be doing most of the time. Do some dumbbell workouts and things like that. So there's still ways that you can get your work in.
You know, the collective bargaining agreement, we're going to find out there's going to be fewer padded practices, and I think we talk about tackling a lot, but really just even for guys in your position, offensive linemen need to do the dance. They got to play together, and it's got to be physical to get better. But I think edge guys, when they're telling you that you, A, can't hit a quarterback, my God, don't hit him. But the other part is when linemen can't really pop into you and you can't actually pop back into them very often, the game is, it becomes a little bit more challenging, does it not, on Sundays when you don't get a chance to do a lot of this stuff during the week?
Well, honestly, me playing football since I was four, I feel like you either have that or you don't. Either you're going to want to get somebody's face or get in their chest, or either you're not, you know. We're professional athletes. We're grown men. Like, we don't have to, you know, teach each other how to run into each other, you know, hit each other, how to set an edge, you know. Of course, it comes with fundamentals of how to do it and stuff, but as far as that, nobody's not worried about that at all.
What about the idea that you can change a game? Like, I think we look at the fourth quarter, what does a guy do? And no doubt about it, it sticks out more. But I've heard every coach we've ever talked to, five or six plays in a game, five or six moments where a game could be changed. It could be the second quarter, it could be the third, hell, it could be the first. Being a game changer, God willing, a game wrecker, how important is that? And not knowing when that moment might be in a game and doing something about it.
It's important. It's super important because you never know when that opportunity is going to come, whether it's an interception, a forced fumble, or a turnover for a touchdown, a turnover to get the team in a, you know, a good field position, you know, for them to get some points. So a lot of that stuff matters. It matters a lot.
Dante Fowler is with us for a couple of more minutes. He is with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. We talked about your career year last year, and you talked about putting everything in your rearview mirror. And you know, all of that being said, things will come up from time to time. Do you have a chip on your shoulder? You want to prove to people that last year wasn't the exception, it was the rule?
It's definitely up there. I have a lot to prove. You know, a lot of people would say, you know, I had AD, you know, the best player in the league, by me, that's getting double-teamed. Damn near every play. All right, that's cool and that's fine. But I have a lot of good guys on this front line. You know, Grady Jarrett, he's a dominant force. You know, Tack, the dominant force, along with those other guys. And at the end of the day, I'm not going to let that stop me. My job is to get to the quarterback, and you know, me and the front seven goal. My job is to, you know, change that perspective from not getting to the quarterback. So at the end of the day, you know, Aaron Donald. He's the best player I ever played with in my life. That's my big brother. I love him to death. But, you know, I'm Dante Fowler Jr., and I'm going to go out here and show you guys who I am.
Well, let's finish up with this then, because you can talk about turnover, strip sacks, and all those other things, but downs and distance, getting off the field quicker, giving this offense with some talent on that side of the football an extra possession or two, or shorter field a couple of times in a game. Look, we'll take around here the idea that three and outs actually happen. I'll take the turnover if you want to. You know, if you want to hand us one, but the three and outs and the down and distance and the ability to shorten up a field for the offense has got to be the other part of this thing.
You might as well consider a three and out at the turnover. Like, those are big. Those are huge, especially with where they're at, like you said, in the field position, especially with the dynamic and dangerous offense that, you know, that we have. Anything can happen as long as you're getting on the ball. So that's our job, to get offense back to football, get offense back on the field, whether it's a three and out, whether it's a turnover. Literally, everything matters. Everything matters, whether it's a three and out, whether it's not 7 points or 3 points, whether it's, you know, a turnover. Everything matters, especially with this offense that we have.
All right, last one. How good are you at the computer stuff that I'm sure is going on right now? I mean, I'm sure some guys are better at it than others, but if you're doing classrooms the way that my 14- and 16-year-old are doing their school classroom now, some people are physical 3D learners. Some people are spatial learners. Some people just, you know, that environment. How are you doing with all that?
Well, I had to take Florida virtual classes when I was in high school, and I tell you, man, that was probably the worst summer of my life. So I can feel for, you know, the teenagers or just anybody, you know, that's taking online classes, especially around this time. Not only do you not have some people don't have jobs to go to, they have their laptops, but, I mean, eventually, especially if, like, it's going to be your choice. So, all right, if you have your parents and, you know, they're structuring you, okay, you have to do it. But, like, for the college people and the older people, I kind of feel for them.
Well, Dante Fowler Jr., again, we welcome you to town. Hopefully this will all be behind us much sooner than later, and we can get a chance to chat face-to-face. Congrats on everything.
Yep, can't wait, man. Thank you, guys.
Dante Fowler Jr. joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.